Officials at Utica College say a lockdown sparked by a telephone threat ended Monday afternoon after all buildings were searched and staff and students were taken to safe locations. The lockdown notice was broadcast via social media in the form of a tweet sent by the college Monday morning that read, "UC Alert. UC has received a threat and is locking down. Please remain where you are and lock doors until further notice." According to media reports, a man claiming he was armed with a weapon phoned in a threat to Utica College around 11 a.m. The college newspaper, The Tangerine, tweeted, quote, "Per Utica PD, the college received a veiled threat saying someone was in Gordon Science Center with a gun. With the lockdown on, officers began searching the campus."
Some people were very distressed and upset. Some people managed a little bit better.
Peter Gaughan is a Citizen Action youth advocate and freshman at Utica College.
Not everyone was prepared to deal with something this extreme, this sudden.
As evacuations got underway, police searched every building on campus, room by room, classroom by classroom. Gaughan says officers came through the door fully armed.
Bulletproof vests, guns, everything. They searched everyone's bags, searched everyone's person, and then we were moved to safe zones in both the athletic center and student center, where we were kept for another 3 to 4 hours.
Gaughan says the operation was relatively smooth and precise.
The community did a good job of staying together and supporting each other. For the vast majority of students, their professors were professional and prompt and efficient at dealing with the situation as best as possible.
But there were tense moments.
It was honestly just kind of a stressful or nerve-wracking 5 to 6 hours. We had about 2 hours in classrooms or wherever you were on campus when this happened, if you were on campus, where, you know, you had doors barricaded with desks, people against the wall away from windows, lights off, whispering, being quiet, checking your email and text messages as regularly as you can without your phone dying to try and get updates. And we were regularly updated, which was also important because one of the scariest things is not knowing what's happening.
Police say no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. Utica City Schools and New York Mills Union Free School District also went on lockout as a precautionary measure. Proctor High sophomore Maggie Parker.
People couldn't leave and people couldn't enter from a certain amount of time.
How did you feel?
At that point, nobody really knew what was going on. So I was just kind of confused and shocked at the moment. I was just thinking, like, wow, because even before then, on Thursday, there was a kid arrested here for a gun threat. And it was dealt with, and so I felt safe that our school was handling it well. But, I mean, it goes to show you that this problem happens everywhere.
Around 5 p.m. Monday, college officials said faculty and staff were being released from campus and residential students were allowed to return to their dorms. Classes resumed Tuesday. Students who felt uncomfortable returning were excused. Federal, state, and local law enforcement are participating in the continuing investigation of the threat. Utica College President Laura Casamento and Utica Police Chief Mark Williams held a media briefing during the noon hour, thanking everyone for their cooperation and promising to review policies and procedures. It was carried by The Tangerine.
I don't want to talk about the investigation itself because I don't want to tip off any possible suspect about what we're doing. So all I'm going to say is that the investigation is ongoing and we hope to identify the suspect earlier rather than later.
Unfortunately, right now, we live in a world where colleges and universities and high schools, there's another lockdown today in the area. This is a new reality that we have to deal with as a not just a campus, but as a world.
Casamento referred to a lockout at Jarvis Middle School in Mohawk, Montgomery County. On its Facebook page, the Mohawk Police PBA writes, "The lockout has been lifted after investigation. The child from yesterday's incident was arrested last night, and we have another in custody for today's. They will be charged with a Class D felony for making a terroristic threat." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.